Hey there. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for downloading this thing, this podcast. This is a new thing coming out of WESA, which, if you don't know us, we are Pittsburgh's NPR news station. Whether you're a listener to our broadcast or not, happy to have you with us on this little spin-off, little side deal we're doing. My name is Josh Rollerson. I'm the host of Morning Edition, and you hear me on the radio if you're in Pittsburgh in the mornings. We used to do a thing as part of the Friday broadcast of the show where we would talk with Rachel Carlson, who's a name that if you're in Pittsburgh may be familiar to you. She works for Yelp, and it is her job to always be on top of what's happening in the fun department, social gatherings, cultural events, fundraisers, ways to spend your free time, Fridays and Saturdays. And there are so many of them in Pittsburgh. We decided we needed to bring in an expert to keep our listeners appraised of them. So we had some programming changes and had to move some things around. And the result was that the broadcast segment went away. But we've been hearing from listeners, been hearing via social media that there is an audience for this, that people miss hearing from Rachel, miss these conversations. So we're bringing it back as a podcast. We think it's a format that'll work a little bit better. It will be an expanded format. We have more time to play with, right? So we can cover more ground. It can be a little more laid back, a little more informal and spontaneous. That is the hope. That's what we're going for. We hope that you enjoy it, and we're glad you're here for the launch of this. So thanks for joining us for the first edition of what we are calling Social Club. I should mention that the events we're talking about today are all scheduled for the weekend of May 30th through June 2nd. So if you're hearing us after those dates, I'm sorry the fun has already happened and passed you by, but it's not too late to get up to speed on what's happening next week. We'll be keeping you posted on upcoming events, and we'll also be giving you a little taste of other things to do for fun around the Pittsburgh area, fun places to eat, fun things to drink, places to go, people to see, so on and so forth. So without further ado, let's say hi to Rachel. Rachel, welcome back.
Thanks. I'm really excited to be back.
We missed you.
I missed you guys.
What have you been up to these many months?
What haven't I been up to? I am busy, but that's how I like to be.
You've got one of those jobs where like business and pleasure just kind of
they call it a lifestyle
together.
Job, so that's what's
that's
really
what it's called. Okay, I'm going to remember that.
Pittsburgh Yelp Community Manager is a hard job, but someone's got to do it.
Well, it has been a little while since we've been talking to our audience, and maybe to refresh people's memories if they never heard us on Morning Edition, give us a brief introduction to, again, what you do for
sure.
Yelp and in the community.
So Yelp is a fantastic desktop site and mobile app. You can take it in 27 countries now. It's hard to keep up sometimes because they're just launching countries every single day, I feel like, and for Yelp. So I concentrate on the Pittsburgh community, and my job is to talk about all the awesome Pittsburgh local businesses and promote all the great organizations through events. And I throw events for the community in terms of, again, connecting local business owners. So it's really awesome.
All right. Well, I mean, that maybe is the place to start then, because you've got an event coming up, right?
Yes. So I have an event called Yelp's Fashionably Local, and it's going to be all about meeting local makers in the community in terms of the fashion world. But I don't want to scare people off because it's going to be man-friendly.
Is that getting that distant look in my
don't
eyes?
Don't get the glazed look. No, okay. It's going to be
man-friendly.
I'm with
you. I'm listening.
Okay, good. It's going to be man-friendly. My man friends, I call them. So I'm doing 7 events at local boutiques and shops in the Pittsburgh area. So it's going to be really awesome in the sense where you'll get to meet these people. We're doing one with a bridal store at Glitter and Grit. We're doing one at Carnegie Coffee Company, where we're doing a clothing swap, which has become very popular in terms of just swapping your clothing out with other friends. And if you're friends with people, a lot of times you'll like the same things or introduce to something new. We're doing Mid-Atlantic Mercantile.
I'm trying to think of like which of my friends I would voluntarily exchange clothing with. Like, I think it would have to go through like several loads of laundry first before that would be an option.
Well, I think the good thing is you'll see, instead of going to Salvation Army, which is fantastic as well, and we'll be donating all the clothes that don't get taken to a Salvation Army or a Goodwill, you'll see your clothes on other people and be like, oh, it's being loved already a second time around. So that's what's awesome. So we're doing one at Moop, which I think is awesome in terms of it's a local bag company that manufactures in Pittsburgh, right in Carnegie, and they have an awesome warehouse space. And so we're opening it up, and we're going to have a food truck rally, which I'm very excited about because yes. I love food trucks. So that's man friendly, as well as the sense that they have man bags or merces.
Okay, I'll allow it. I'm going to let that count. But food trucks, you had me at food trucks.
Yeah. So we're featuring the new food trucks. So we're doing Mac and Gold, which is mac and cheese.
No way.
Yes. Oh, gourmet. Yeah. Yes. And I love the fact of when I thought about food trucks before, it's a little sketchy. You know, back in the day, where have their hands been? What's going on inside the truck?
Right.
You think of the ones in Oakland with all the college students, which, you know, we've all been there.
Hey, you know.
You're on a budget.
Nothing wrong with that.
You want some fast food.
That we know of.
Yes. Yeah, that we know of. And they're great. But
It's a different world now for food trucks.
They're all gourmet.
Yeah.
Like the steer and wheel, which is the newer truck, burger truck, they grind their own meat. On the truck, which is awesome and crazy that they could be doing that. But everything is homemade. Everything that these people are producing is homemade and fresh and from local farms. So the Mac and Gold truck we're going to have there, we're going to have a Berg Bites cart, which is a local guy, young guy, that has a cart with awesome different sandwiches and all family recipes. They're delicious. And then we will have the Waffler, which is a waffle truck.
Nice.
All gourmet.
Okay, quick lightning round. Your top five favorite Pittsburgh food trucks. Go.
Oh my gosh. Oh, this is hard because there's like eight. Well, I really like the taco truck. He's one of the first guys out there. The Franctuary has a truck with hot dogs, gourmet hot dogs. We have pierogi truck.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Pierogi truck. We have the, oh gosh, now I'm having a brain fart.
Taco truck.
I said
taco truck. Did you say taco truck?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about tacos.
That's right okay.
Now. Well, anyway, you can find them all on Yelp, I'm assuming.
You can find them all on Yelp. Oh, Saucy Mamas.
Oh, that's yeah.
Italian. That's a newish one. It's a mom and her two daughters.
Do we have to take a break for a snack? I'm getting really hungry.
I know.
All right. Well, let's move on to something else.
Yes.
What else
is on the agenda? Yeah, we can like go off on tangents all day. So I'm doing a vintage one at Highway Robbery in the South Side, and we're getting some local vintage experts to talk about how to thrift because I could go to Gabriel Brothers for 3 hours.
Did you just use thrift as a verb?
That's what they
to thrift.
Yeah,
one thrift.
I'm educating you.
All right, I've learned something every time I see you.
Yeah, call it thrifting. Yeah, so you can learn how to thrift at Highway Robbery, and then we're doing a designer spotlight on Kelly Lane, who is a local designer in Pittsburgh that designs clothing. So it's gonna be really fun. It's all free. We're having food and drinks at
free
all
is good.
Of them, and they're all be man friendly. So definitely check it out on Yelp. I'm really excited about it. Whole month of June. You can come to all of them. You can come to some of them, but please come.
All right. Fellas, no excuses. Get some food, get something to drink, and then maybe like up your sartorial game.
Yes, absolutely. And make your girlfriends, wives, woman friends happy.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. So top billing there. Is there other stuff coming up this weekend that we should be on top of?
Yes. So I'm really excited about the Whiskey Garden that's opening from Wiggle
like
Whiskey.
The sound of this. Yes. Okay.
On the north side. I love them. It's no secret. I actually gonna admit this right now, but I didn't like whiskey before. Whiskey I never really was into until Wiggle educated me.
It's kind of an acquired taste, I guess.
Yeah, and I think it's really, if you have ever done their tours or have educated yourself, it's really interesting in terms of the history of whiskey and how Pennsylvania was kind of the start.
Yeah, the Whiskey Rebellion.
Yeah, the Whiskey Rebellion, and that's what they talk about when they do the tours. So they are having their grand opening at the Barrel House, which is on the north side. It's right around Penn Brewery, so it's going to be...
Wow, we're steeped in history.
Yeah, so it's going to be right around the corner, and they're doing a barrel roll.
Is that what it sounds like?
Yes. So I am really honored that they asked me to help roll the barrel.
Congratulations.
I'm really nervous. I'm not going to wear heels because, as some of you know, I broke my foot last year. That was not good.
That's right. How are you healing, by the way?
Oh, I'm good. Yeah. Little twinges, like when it rains, I feel like an old lady.
So you're in playing shape, off the disabled list.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good to go. I can roll a barrel whiskey, I think.
And just refrain from sampling the whiskey until after.
Yes.
The rolling.
Although I did say maybe I would take like one drink, but maybe
well, you
not.
Know, for
I don't
luck.
Know. Yes, for luck. Yes. So they'll be rolling the barrel at 5:30. You can buy tickets to actually roll the barrel for $20, or you can go for $35 to the whiskey party in the whiskey garden.
So when you roll a barrel, is this a competitive event or is it just a ceremonial rolling? What's the pardon the question. What's the point?
It's a ceremonial rolling.
Okay, right.
So they're transferring all of their barrels from their place in the Strip District, and then they want to just roll it over to the north side. So they're using nice. Pittsburgh Party Peddler.
Okay, so this is a bit of like the East End keg ride, it sounds like.
Yeah, similar. A little bit like that. And they're using Pittsburgh Party Peddler. Have you heard of that?
Is this the thing where there's like 10 people sitting in a circle?
Yeah.
That is so cool.
It's awesome. So they're working on laws, too, because you have to pedal to different bars right now and then drink and then hop on. But in other cities, you're allowed to drink while you're pedaling.
I would think, like, just the person steering should be, like, the designated
I think that that's rider, probably the employee.
Right? Okay.
Hopefully.
Somebody sober is in charge.
I hope that I wouldn't be the one steering.
Because, yeah. Like, if you're just pedaling, like, you have no direct control over anything but stop and go, right? And then you're one of five or six people.
I assume at one point I would just stop pedaling. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Like, I would just give up.
You find out quickly who has the work ethic in your party group.
Yeah, and it probably wouldn't be me. So right. Sorry. Yeah. I'm already talking that I'm going to be the one that's going to lag.
Right.
But yeah, so it's a really cool thought, and they do the tours all the time throughout Pittsburgh. So we're doing the Whiskey Garden on Friday. And then we also have the City of Spree, or the City Spree, which is a 5K no course spree on Sunday, June 1st. And it's the third annual. This guy named Adam organizes this, and it's kind of like a scavenger hunt throughout the whole city.
Okay, so this is when you see people running around with backpacks
looking
like frantic.
Yeah,
that's what's happening.
It's one of those things where you see that downtown and you're like, what the heck is going on? So there are going to be people running around frantically on June 1st, and you should be one of them.
So if you happen to notice that, that's what's happening.
That's what's going on. And you can still register for June 1st, Sunday, June 1st. I think up until a couple of days before, and go on a fun scavenger hunt.
All right, time for one more quick.
All right, so another, it's a 5K, but it's another fun one where you don't have to really concentrate on running it out so much as for a good cause, is the Animal Friends Mutt Strut.
Okay.
So you can bring your mutt and you can strut. Pretty much. It's a 5K. It's to benefit Animal Friends, and it's obviously a really great cause, and it's at South Park, and you can bring your furry friend. Although, as many people know, I'm a cat lady, so I'm sad I can't bring my cats.
Oh, they're not allowed.
They're not allowed.
Have you ever tried to make a cat strut? They kind of have a natural swagger in their motion, but
I've maybe put my cat on a leash once, and then it just falls over and goes, meh.
That never goes well.
Yeah, it's not good.
So like a 5K cat drag.
Oh,
how about that?
There's cat strollers. I don't even want to go into this because it's going to make
me look
crazy. It's
not technically strutting, but
yes, there are cat strollers. So maybe you can call it cat strut too if you want your cat stroller out there. But yeah, mutt strut. So you bring your furry friends and strut for a good cause for Animal Friends.
Okay. You can find details on all of these at
yelp.com/events.
All right. Rachel Carlson from Yelp, thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me.
Good to see you again. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
And there it is, the first installment of WESA's Social Club, the first of what we hope will be many. But we could use your help with that. Let us know what you thought of the program, and let us know what you'd like to hear from it going forward. What should we talk about? What should we shut up about? Whatever. Give us a shout on Twitter at 905WESA. This is a production of 90.5 WESA, Pittsburgh's NPR news station, and I'm Josh Rollerson. You can find me on Twitter at WESAJosh. Rachel Carlson, of course, on Twitter as well at Yelp Pittsburgh. And thanks to Josh Mobley for providing the music for the show, written by Josh Mobley for Select Tracks Music. We want to thank both of them, and you can find Josh on Twitter at Josh Mobley Music. Again, thanks to you for joining us, and have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.